The new list designating religious freedom violators is out. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll be sharing the latest on advocacy for persecuted religious minorities and what you can do in terms of response. And then stay tuned for a sweet story highlighting the colorful tapestry of the body of Christ. But we'll start out with the U.S. State Department releasing this year's list designating the countries of particular concern, or CPCs, for religious freedom violations. The 10 countries on this list are Burma, China, Eritrea, Iran, North Korea, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan, and Uzbekistan. Also for the first time, the State Department added a special watch list for countries that tolerate severe violations of religious freedom but aren't yet CPCs, and Pakistan was the only country on the special watch list. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA.
The interesting thing is that all of these countries are countries that Voice of the Martyrs identifies on our prayer map in addition to many others. They designated 10. We've identified 68 countries where Christians are facing persecution. We have projects in each of these countries to help the church, to help Christians respond to persecution, to provide Bibles for Christians, and to support evangelists and gospel workers in all of these countries to continue sharing the gospel and advancing the kingdom.
So how can you encourage persecuted believers?
The first thing they ask us to do is pray for them. Pray that they will be protected, pray that they will be encouraged, and pray that they'll continue to be bold witnesses for Christ, even in times when they do face persecution.
Next, 2018 is set to be another year of growth for Tent Schools International. See, Tent had a lot of success with its book, Beyond PTSD, a trauma-informed guide for educators. Now, the book was designed to act as a trauma-informed guide to help teachers worldwide help kids continue learning in spite of the events of the past. The book was written by Jessica Roost, an occupation therapist, and now Tent is expanding that book's medium. Tent's executive director, Dale Dielman, says,
"But we're hoping to come out next year with some video versions showing some of the demonstrations of some of the classroom techniques that the author has written concerning how teachers can respond to and help kids who are suffering with symptoms of PTSD in the classroom."
So what? Well, in the process of breaking down post-traumatic stress disorders' learning barriers, educators build relationships with these kids. And it's through these relationships where Christ's love and the gospel get shared.
So we thought with a video demonstration of some of these things, it could really help the book come alive and help teachers access this tool.
So this is a long process, and it's going to require prayer. We can also continue to pray for the teachers who are working with these kids and for the children themselves who are suffering from PTSD. And finally, around the world, God is bringing his global church together. Wendell Rovenstein, president of Bibles for China, saw that firsthand this year when he visited a Chinese church in China. On that day, God orchestrated a very unique meeting.
And after the service was over, I stepped in the aisle to greet the Christians of that church. And there was a young Ugandan lady that came and knelt down in front of me, stretched her arms up toward me, and looked at me. And I was as confused, what is she doing, as the Chinese were looking at me. Who is this?
The woman explained that she was in China teaching English when she saw Bibles for China's pictures online. And she wanted to go to a church like that. So in a city of 3 million people, she asked a random person at her bus stop to take her to a church. Providentially, the man she asked had just returned from the U.S. and was going to his home church where Bibles for China was visiting.
And the three of us, Ohio State University student, the young lady from Uganda, and we from our country, showing up in a Chinese community together, rejoicing and praising the Lord because of God's Bible.
So let's join Bibles for China in thanking God for his unexpected providence. Get the details and find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, where listeners are supported by people just like you. So join our social media network and let's get to the work of the Great Commission together. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.